Poetry on the Radio. Today, Issy Unikovsky.
The Cowboy Leap. In this movie you're watching, I perform what stuntmen call the cowboy leap, from the saloon balcony into the flailing scrum below, or down from a treacherous crouch above the bank where I'm lying in wait for the hero. The trick in the cowboy leap is to hold back just a little in velocity and arc, to calibrate the fall so as not to draw attention to oneself. Instead of a low-slung gun belt, my trousers sag, dragged downwards by my phone and wallet, as I join the trailing posse or the outlaw gang. And it seems enough to stay slightly out of focus in the background of the restaurant scene, where I'm nodding at my companion, fork raised, with just enough animation to make the main protagonist's conversation lifelike, but not so as to distract from them. I contribute to the busyness of office scenes, carrying an empty blue manila folder, as the others do. I might even sometimes get to nod helpfully when the harried detective tells me that the murder must be solved and to get on with it. Or the brilliant lawyer sends me on an errand to uncover the one fact that will unravel the mystery. Apparently this isn't the movie of my life after all. It's the big players who worry me in movies because I can't help wondering about what is happening to them and what happens afterwards. Did that guy who was just shot in the Western have a family? Will his kids miss him? Those diners nodding enthusiastically in the tables that surround the main characters. What are they talking about? Why are they always in agreement? There is, as far as I know, no such thing as the cowboy leap, but there ought to be. The Cowboy Leap. In this movie you're watching, I perform what stuntmen call the cowboy leap, from the saloon balcony into the flailing scrum below, or down from a treacherous crouch above the bank where I'm lying in wait for the hero. The trick in the cowboy leap is to hold back just a little in velocity and arc, to calibrate the fall so as not to draw attention to oneself. Instead of a low-slung gun belt, my trousers sag, dragged downwards by my phone and wallet as I join the trailing posse or the outlaw gang. And it seems enough to stay slightly out of focus in the background of the restaurant scene, where I'm nodding at my companion, fork raised, with just enough animation to make the main protagonist's conversation lifelike, but not so as to distract from them. I contribute to the busyness of office scenes, carrying an empty blue manila folder, as the others do. I might even sometimes get to nod helpfully when the harried detective tells me that the murder must be solved and to get on with it. Or the brilliant lawyer sends me on an errand to uncover the one fact that will unravel the mystery. Apparently, this isn't the movie of my life after all.
Today we heard Issy Unikovsky on Poetry on the Radio, a production of ArtSound FM and Recent Work Press. To find out more, go to artsound.fm and look under the Programs tab for Poetry on the Radio.